said that when Lilam Hilchas Nisiyas Kapayim in the 1800s, when the Vilna Shas was being printed in the city of Vilna, there were two brothers who were Kohanim, who were Dayanim in the city. The brother that we're more familiar with is Rav Shlomo of Vilna, who was absolutely a genius. Read his work. And he writes about his older brother, Rav Tzal of Vilna, that he was a genius in the family. So the older brother, Rav Tzal of Vilna, wrote one sefer that he called Reishis Bikurim. He intended that to be the first of many svarim. Turns out that's the only sefer that we have by him. And in his sefer, he writes the following, that he once visited the city Trieste in Italy, and they understood he was a Kohen, so they said they're going to be mechabed, they duchen every day in Trieste, like in Eretz Yisrael. And they decided they're going to be mechabed him to duchen. So he said, what do you mean mechabed? All the Kohen duchen. He says, no, only one Kohen says the bracha, only one Kohen says Yirech Hashem Yishmerech. All the others just stand and they all the hands up, and the Yotze with Shemeya Kohen. So he wondered, where did they get this one from? So after a while he realized it's a Beferish and Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah says in Megillah, and in the days of the Tanoim, the one who got maftir, that was considered a bizoin dik aliyah. Today people will kill each other to get maftir. For people was to have yahrzeit every week, he has yahrzeit, he only has a father and a mother. He has yahrzeit for an uncle, an aunt, a grandmother. He wants to say maftir every week. In the days of the Tanoim, that was a busha, for some reason or another, to get maftir. So you have to give him a booby prize. So the one who says maftir, if he happens to be a kohen, you should be mechaber him to duchen. What do you mean mechaber him? Everybody duchens. There must be that the Mishnah had this takana, that only one kohen says the bracha with the duchen, and everybody else is yotze with shemek kohenah. And he says, Rav Tzal of Vilna writes in his sefer, Reishis Bikurim. No one ever pointed it out. It's a beferish in Mishnah, like the practice in Trias. So the Beis Halevi didn't want to attack by name Rav Tzal of Vilna, so he writes in the Sefer HaChumash in between Bereshis and Shmos, there was a blank page. So the practice in Europe used to be that the Kedesh Lo Lehotzi HaMiyor Cholok, not to print the Sefer with a blank page, it's a hepsid. So they filled in the page with moderator. So they said, Levi has four paragraphs on that blank page. Doesn't have any debitur, Bereshis and Shmos. He has four miscellaneous debitur. So he writes, he saw in the Sefer that came out recently, He doesn't tell you what, but that's this Sefer Reishis Bikurim, that you say Shemeh Kohenah by duchening. He says it's not correct, because by duchening you have to have kol rom. So if the fellow is just yetzu with Shemeh Kohenah, you don't hear his voice at all, there's no kol rom, so it's no good. So the Netziv, for a while, was a kol rosh yeshiva. The Netziv was the rosh yeshiva in Baloshin for 39 years, I think. The last 39 years of Baloshin, and then they had to close the yeshiva. So the Netziv writes in his Chubas and the Mesh of Dover, he writes, he saw in a sefer that was printed recently, he didn't want to attack by name the Beis Halevi, because that was his Koresh Yeshiva for a while in Baloshin. So he saw in a sefer that came out recently that you can't say Shemeh Kohenah by Duchening, because you need Kol Rom. He says he thinks with all due respect to the author of the sefer, that's not correct, because the Mishnah seems to say that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when the farmers would bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, they had to recite Arami Avi Ravi. So they had to know Arami Avi Ravi by heart. Most people don't know it by heart. So one or two farmers would be online. Each farmer would give the Bikurim to the Kohen Beis HaMikdash and recite, rattle off Arami Avi Ravi. Then the third Kohen stands and he doesn't have to say anything. So they would have someone else say it for him to be Moitzi him, which Shemeh Kohen. The two pshatim in the mission. So then it's in quotes, the one pshat is, they would recite the Arami Avi Ravi to be Moitzi the farmer. And the Gemara says that by Mikra Bikurim, when you say Arami Avi Ravi, you're supposed to say the Kol Rom. So you see beferish from the Mishnah that you do apply Shemeh Kohen, even when you need Kol Rom, it's considered as if the Kol Rom carries over. So but the Netziv agrees halacha lamaisa with the Beis Halevi. He thinks that you don't apply Shemeh Kohenah by duchening for a different reason, not because of Kol Rom, but rather because duchening is like tefillah. And Yerushalmi says that there are three exceptions to the rule where we don't allow Shemeh Kohenah. One is by tefillah. So since duchening is like tefillah, the Kohanim are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael. That's why you don't allow Shemeh Kohenah. But bottom line, the Kohanim should be careful. When they duchen, they shouldn't whisper. There are people all the way in the back of the shul. They have kol rom, doesn't mean you scream on top of you. Kol rom means loud enough that the people in the back of the shul should be able to hear. Have a nice day.